愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
今天早上跟大家一起来学习主耶稣讲的一段话。
This morning we'd like to study a passage that Lord Jesus said.
我们请来看马可福音。
Let's look at Mark.
马可福音的十一章。
Mark chapter 11.
十五节。
Verse 15 to 16. So they came to Jerusalem. Then Jesus went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in the temple, and overturned the tables of money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. Verse 16, and he would not allow anyone to carry wares through the temple. Verse 18, and the scribes and chief priests heard and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him because all the people were astonished at his teaching.
这里提到主耶稣来到耶路撒冷。
Here mentions that Lord Jesus came to Jerusalem.
然后他进到圣殿里面。
He entered into the temple of God.
那这个进到圣殿里面呢，应该有很多人。
When he enters into the temple, there should be many people there.
包括十八章里面的祭司、文士他们有时候也会进到圣殿来敬拜神。
Including in the verse 18, describe scribes and chief priests who also entered into the temple.
但是主耶稣觉得这个圣殿里面的气氛不太对。
But when Lord Jesus entered, he said the atmosphere here was not correct.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们在圣殿里面做买卖，卖鸽子跟牛羊。
Because what were they doing? They were buying and selling in the temple of God.
那如果从其他的圣经看起来，他们卖鸽子，卖牛羊，主要是方便献祭。
And what were they selling? They were selling doves and lambs.Sheep and goats and cows because they wanted to facilitate the offering of the sacrifice.
因为在外面买卖马上牵到里面就可以献了不必麻烦。
It would be convenient for them to buy the animals for sacrifice and then immediately sacrifice them.
那为着要买卖牛羊鸽子所以要兑换银钱。
And because they needed to purchase these sacrificial animals, they needed to exchange your money in currency.
这都是有关联的。
And there was reasons for all this.
但是主耶稣把他们兑换银钱的桌子推倒，把牛羊都赶出去了。
My Lord Jesus drove out all those who bought and sold and overturned the tables of money changers.
所以十七节最后说，你们把神的殿变成贼窝。
And at the end of verse 17, it says, Lord Jesus said they had made the temple of God into the den of thieves.
在主耶稣宣道旅程里面，可以看出来大概有两次洁净圣殿。
We can see from Lord Jesus' ministry that there were two times when he cleansed the temple of God.
今天圣殿就是指着教会。
And this temple represents the church of today.
教会存在的目的主要是要敬拜神。
The purpose of the church is to facilitate the worship of God.
要服侍神。
To serve God.
还有信徒之间的团契。
And to promote the fellowship among the members.
那在教会里面做了世界上的事情，好像说在教会里面拉关系、拉保险、推销生意，这个都是不合圣经的教训。
So it'll be against the Bible's teachings if we were to try to sell things in the church, such as selling insurance or getting more business within this church.
这是圣经给我们一个很重要的教训。
And this is a very important principle that the Bible has laid out for us.
所以我们来教会大家动机很单纯。
And so when everyone comes here, we should have a very innocent motive.
就是来敬拜神，来爱弟兄姐妹。
It is only to worship the Lord God and to love other brothers and sisters.
来服侍神。
And to serve him.
好，那主耶稣就接下去讲一句话，我的殿要称为万国祷告的殿。
Here Lord Jesus says also that my house shall be called the house of prayer for all nations.
以我们现在的话来讲，就是神的教会应该是一个祷告的教会。
And so, in other words, the church of God of today shall be a praying church.
我想用主耶稣讲这段话跟大家一起来学习三点。
I'd like to expound further on this house of prayer with everyone.
第一点。
And there's three points. The first point being,
安息日的喜乐在哪里？
Where is the joy of Sabbath?
如果我们觉得安息日很喜乐，
If we feel that the Sabbath brings us much joy,
我们每一个礼拜最期待的一天就是安息日。
Then it should be the day that we most look forward to in every week.
那如果安息日我们不会感觉到很喜乐
But if we do not feel joy for on Sabbath
那我们就把它当作诫命
Then we have made Sabbath day only a commandment to obey
不得已的意味着这个神吩咐的所以我要去
It is something that we are compelled involuntarily to keep
那这样我们可能会渐渐就安息日的重要性越来越低
And slowly we will loseThe importance of Sabbath day in our lives.
那有一天我们可能不会再很认真的来纪念安息日。
And then one day we will probably not be so zealous in worshiping on Sabbath.
那安息日要怎么让我们能够得到喜乐
？How can we keep the Sabbath day so that we can have joy from the Sabbath?
如果我们先从约翰一书来看，我们再来看以赛亚书。
We look at 1 John first before we look at Isaiah.
约翰一书第一章。
1 John chapter 1.
第四节。
Verse 4.
约翰一书第一章第四节。
1 John chapter 1 verse 4.
我将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐可以充足。
And these things we write to you that your joy may be full.
约翰说，我这些话写给你们，让你们喜乐可以充足。
And John writes that we write these words that your joy may be full.
那这些话是什么?
And what are these words?
第三节。
In verse 3. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
所以这第三节讲两种的相交。那现在的中文译本又翻作团契，就是两种的团契。
In verse 3, it describes two types of fellowships that you can find at church.
如果我们有这两种的团契，我们的喜乐就可以满足。
If we have both these types of fellowships, then our joy shall be full.
第一个团契。
In the first fellowship,
我们乃是与父并他的儿子耶稣基督相交的，有团契的。
The first fellowship is the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ.
就是我们来教会，就是要跟神团契。
We come to church in order to have fellowship with our God, our Father.
这是我们喜乐的来源。
This is the source of all joy in our lives.
那第二种团契。
And the second fellowship that we find.
使你们跟我们之间有相交。
Is that between you and us, we may have fellowship.
就是弟兄姊妹之间有团契。
It is the fellowship found among brothers and sisters.
那这个团契跟社交有什么不同？
And how is this fellowship different from a social gathering?
我们看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2. The life was manifested, and we have seen, and bear witness, and declare to you the eternal life, which was the Father, and was manifested to us.
说这个生命显现出来，我们也看见、听见、摸过的。
And this life was manifested, we have seen it, we have heard it, and we have declared it.
那我将这些告诉你们，你们跟我们有团契。
And so when we share these things with you, you may also have fellowship with us.
所以我们信徒之间会关心生活。
And so among the members, we will care for the lives of one another.
因为我们每一天离不开现实生活。
Because we cannot depart from the practical realities of this life.
但是我们关心生活的基础还是信仰。
But the basis of our discussion should be our faith.
我们在交通当中到最后还是以信仰为中心。
But in all our communications, our faith should be at the focal center of everything we discuss.
那用这样的一个大方向，信徒之间的相交就是团契。
With this overall objective, then that's how we should communicate with one another.
那这样我们就会得到喜乐。
And in this way, we will have joy in our communication fellowship.
因为在神的话语里面。
Because in the Word of God,
我们可以得到安慰。
We will receive comfort.
我们可以得到希望。
We will receive hope.
在神的爱里面。
In the love of God,
我们会感觉到我们被接纳。
We will feel accepted.
包括我们的软弱也能够被接纳。
Our weaknesses shall likewise be accepted.
压伤的芦苇，它不折断。
A broken reed, he will not break.
僵残的灯火，它不吹熄。
Bruised reed, he will not break, and the smoldering wick, he will not quench.
神看顾软弱的人。
And God will watch over those who are weak and failing.
所以一个人如果被神的爱充满。
And so if a person is filled with the love of God,
我们会去接纳软弱的人。
We will be willing to receive those who are weak.
那通过我们的团契来安慰他，帮助他，让他能够 灵性刚强。
And through our fellowship with one another, we can receive their frailties to support them and strengthen one another.
那我们刚刚提到，我们跟神是有相交，是有团契的。
We mentioned previously that we have fellowship also with God the Father and Jesus Christ His Son.
这个就是我们安息日的喜乐的来源之一。
And this is the most important source of joy in keeping the Sabbath.
我们看以赛亚书五十六章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 56.
以赛亚书的五十六章。
Isaiah 56.
从第六节。
Beginning is verse 6.
一直到第八节。
To verse 8. Also the sons of the foreigner who join themselves to the Lord, to serve him and to love the name of the Lord, to be his servants, everyone who keeps from defiling the Sabbath and holds fast my covenant. Verse 7. Even them I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar, for my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. Verse 8, the Lord God, who gathers the outcasts of Israel, says, Yet I will gather to him others besides those who are gathered to him.
在第七节里面说,
In verse 7 it says,
我的殿要成为万民祷告的殿。
My house shall be called a house of prayer.
所以神的教会是要让我们有一个地方来祷告，来亲近神。
So the church is a place that we can pray and that we can draw closer to God.
教会是神的家。
The church is the house and home of God.
教会是充满万有者那一位神所充满的。
It is filled with the Spirit of God.
所以我们要亲近神来到教会会有更多的感受跟体验。
And so if we draw near to God with this purpose in mind, we will experience more joy.In coming to on Sabbath.
所以在第七节的前半句说，我要领他们到我的圣山，使他们在祷告我的殿中喜乐。
Says even them, I'll bring them to my holy mountain, make them joyful in my house of prayer.
所以这里讲喜乐跟祷告是连在一起的。
Here it links joy with prayer.
我们跟神的关系可以分作三层。
When we our relationship with God can be divided into three aspects.
一个就是圣殿那个圣所跟至圣所的外面叫做外院。
Or three stages of relationship with God. First is the outer court of the tabernacle.
他相信神，但是他是在外院里面。
There are those people who believe in God, but they still stay in the outer court.
那神在哪里？
And where is God?
神降临在至圣所里面。
God's spirit abides in the most holy of holies.
所以那在外院里面的就没有办法体验什么。
So those who remain in the outer core cannot experience God.
那现在要进到圣所。
And then they enter into the inner court.
到圣所里面就有陈设饼。
In the inner court, there is the showbread.
有金灯台。
There is the golden lampstand.
就靠近神一点。
They're closer to God.
就对神的体验就比较深了。
Those people will experience God more in their lives.
那主耶稣被钉十字架的时候。
And when Lord Jesus was crucified on a cross,
那个幔子已经裂开了。
When that curtain was broken in two,
所以我们可以到至圣所。
Torn in two, so that we can all have access to the most holy of holies.
就是到神的面前。
It is to come to the presence of the Lord.
所以这个我们信仰是一直在追求，一直在追求，一直在靠近神。
And so our pursuit in spirituality is to continue to strive to draw closer to God.
那到了至圣所。
And until the point of the most holy of holies.
像每一次摩西进到至圣所。
And as when Moses entered into the most holy of holies.
神就跟他讲话。
Then the Lord God came upon him.
他就看到神的荣耀。
And spoke to him and he enjoyed the glory of God upon him.
这个就是一种享受。
And this is a pleasure in the spirit.
所以可以了解为什么有的人祷告觉得很累。
And why is it that some people feel that prayer is such a burden?
有时候奉主耶稣圣名祷告，上厕所，阿门以前回来。
And so when we start in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, they're out to the bathroom. And when we're ready to say amen, they're right back at their seats.
这可以了解。
We can understand that.
因为还没有体验到神。
Because they have not yet touched God.
但是有一天我们渐渐靠近神。
But one day when we draw closer to God,
我们就发现神就是我们喜乐的来源。
We find that Lord God is the source of all our joy.
神就是我们平安的来源。
He is our fountain of peace.
神就是我们力量的来源。
God is our fountain of strength.
那当我们有这样的体验的时候
And with such experiences in us,
我们就很愿意跪下来祷告
And we're very willing to kneel down to pray to him.
那刚刚开始祷告的时候
As soon as we begin to pray,
我们的心可能还在外院
Maybe our heart is still in the outer court of the tabernacle.
热肉体是在教会里面，我们的心可能还在家里，还在社会。
Our body is here in the temple of God, but our hearts may be elsewhere at school, at home.
那我们这样越祷告越深入。
As we continue to pray, our heart will become deeper.
就觉得离神越来越近。
Feel that we're drawing closer to the Spirit of God.
那我们祷告到灵的深处的时候，会感觉到我们跟神好像在对话。
When we achieve the depth.The inner depth of the Holy Spirit, it will be as if we're communing with God face to face.
那我们就会很享受。
And we could really enjoy that pleasure of talking with God.
祷告完之后觉得很轻松，很愉快。
And after prayer, we're lightened in our burdens. We feel so lighthearted and happy.
所以我们每一次来到教会都很想要祷告，因为我们有体验。
And because of this, every time we come to church, we really look forward to praying because we have so many experience of praying.
所以我们来到教会有两个地方可以去。
And when we come to church, there are two places we can go to.
一个到餐厅。
One is to the dining hall.
团契的地方。
There is a place we can fellowship with other brothers and sisters.
一个到会堂。
The other place is the chapel.
这是跟神团契的地方。
This is a place that we fellowship with God.
那这两个都要去。
And these two places we must go to.
我们一定要来到教会，很深入的祷告，让神的灵充满我们。
We must come to the church to pray deeply so the Holy Spirit could fill in us.
在教会的祷告跟在家又不太一样。
What is the difference between prayer at church and also prayer at home?
在家里面常常不容易专心。
In a home, it's very difficult to concentrate in prayer.
但是在教会比较容易专心。
But when we're in church, we can concentrate better.
不是说在家就没有神了。
Doesn't mean that there is no God at home.
就是地点一转变之后，我们就比较容易专心。
But after the location has been changed, we are more able to concentrate.
所以每一次到教会来，我们都要想，这是祷告的殿。
So every time we come to church, we must remember this is a house of prayer.
我们大家要很喜欢祷告。
And all of us should enjoy and feel that joy from coming to pray.
那要深入到这个至圣所这种很有体验的祷告需要时间。
So in order to reach the depth of prayer in the most holy of holies, it requires time.
所以祷告需要时间，最重要是说需要让我们心灵渐渐的深入。
The reason why we need so much more time to enter the depth of prayer is because we need time to settle our hearts, to concentrate our spirit.
而不是祷告用时间本身来算功夫的。
So we are not saying that our labor of prayer is measured by the time that we pray.
我祷告40分钟，你祷告20分钟，我就比你好，不是这样比较。
So we don't compare that I'm praying 40 minutes and you only prayed 20 minutes.
是要深入祷告需要一段时间。
The efficacy of prayer depends on how deep you pray.
那圣灵的果子，第一个就是仁爱，第二个就是喜乐。
And the fruit of the spirit, firstly, is love, then it's joy.
是有一次听到一对姐妹啊，灵恩会学生灵恩会完在讲。
And one time I heard some sisters discussing among themselves after spiritual convocation.
这么短就结束了，我希望能够多几天。
They said how short the spiritual convocation was. I wish it was a couple of days more.
刚刚来的时候很难适应。
When they first came to the spiritual convocation, it was so hard to be adjusted to the environment.
生活环境也简单很多。
Because the living environment was a lot simpler.
而且有一些规条，为了让大家团体生活有一个秩序。
And there's also rules and regulations in order to facilitate the organization stay here.
那这些规条就是要帮助我们专心。
These regulations are to help us to concentrate in the worship of God.
所以有时候教会有一些规条不是要绑我们。
And so sometimes the regulations at church is not to bind our spirits.
难道我们每个人不能到餐厅用现场转播的吗？
Of course, we can probably just listen to the sermon from just sitting at the dining hall.
买一个 Starbucks 咖啡，边喝边听，不是很好吗？
We can listen to the sermon while we're just sipping on our Starbucks coffee over there.
但是啊，我们大家能够集中在会堂一段时间，这个比较容易专心。
But we come together to the temple of God here in the chapel so that we can concentrate more readily.
而且教会里面最好的位置是前面。
And the best place to sit in the chapel is in the front.
我们大家常常都把最好的位置坐在最后，比较安全吧。
And many of us think that the best seats in the chapel are the last seats of the pew, but it's not.
要近前来听啊，我们比较容易专心，比较容易深入。
But actually, the more forward you come in a house of the prayer, the more easily you can concentrate and receive the grace of God.
所以我们需要努力到在安息日，我真的有喜乐。
So we need to be diligent in seeking the joy of the Sabbath in coming to church.
神没有改变。
God never changes.
我们拜的神是一样的。
The God we worship is always the same.
但是每个人体验不一样。
But everyone's experience is different.
为什么？
Why?
因为有的人站在外院看看，他就走了，没有什么。
Because some people just stand in the outer court, look in, and walk away.
有的人进到圣所。
And some people go into the inner court.
哦，信仰好啊，就是这样。
They have good faith, and that's enough.
哦，但是有人进到至圣所。
But some strive to enter the most holy of holies.
哦，原来是这样。
Because they can touch and realize this is what God is all about.
这真的是世界找不到的。
And this is something they can never find in all the world.
哦，所以我们安息日的喜乐，就是来到万国祷告的殿，很深入的祈祷，被圣灵充满。
So the joy of the house of prayer is to come here, the house of prayer for all nations, to be filled with the Spirit of God and to enjoy the interchange with our God.
要怕祷告的人，有时有一个秘诀。
And there is a secret to helping those who are afraid to pray.
就是常常祷告。
It is to pray even more often.
祷告到深入，就会很喜欢祷告。
After you learn to pray in the depth of your spirit, you will start to like prayer.
这是第一点。
And this is the very first point.
第二点。
Secondly,
在祈祷中来侍奉神。
To serve God in while praying.
我们看路加福音第二章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章
Luke chapter 2
36节一直到37节
Verse 36 to 37 Now there was one, Anna, prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. Verse 37 This woman was widow of about 84 years, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day.
这里说有一个女先知叫做亚拿。
Here speaks of a prophetess Anna.
37岁说她已经84岁。
From the age of 37 to the age of 84.
那她结婚七年。
She was married only for 7 years.
如果我们假设她40岁结婚。
Let's say she was married when she was 40.
大概47岁变寡妇。
Became a widow at the age of 47.
那他在圣殿里面呢、啊，大概服侍神40年。
Maybe she served God already 40 years.
当然很年轻，先生就离世，这是值得同情的。
It is pitiful that she lost her husband at such a young age.
但是这个不幸变成她信仰的转机。
Yet this crisis became a turning point in her faith.
那她是自从先生离开以后她就。昼夜不住在神的殿禁食祈求侍奉神。
And so after her husband left her, night and day she served in the temple of God through fastings and prayers.
所以我们在圣殿里面要做什么？
So what do we do coming to the holy temple of God?
有的人说，那我能做什么？
Some people say, what can I do for the Lord?
我年纪已经老迈了，我能做什么？
I'm already very old.In age, what do I do?
这里女先知亚拿给我们一个榜样。
But here, the prophetess Anna gives us an example.
这里特别讲她是昼夜禁食祈求，昼夜侍奉神。
She served God with fastings and prayers night and day.
不是晚上而已。
This is not only during the nighttime.
也不是白天而已。
It's not only during the daytime.
是白天跟晚上。
It was both the night and day.
那如果我们现在以我们现在这个例子来讲。
And so according to our examples today.
那八十岁要做什么？
What do we do when we reach the age of 84?
有时候我们常常觉得好像心有余力不足。
We might feel that there are many things we like to do, but we have no strength to do them.
那有的人很年轻就花很多的时间在看电视。
Many people during the young age spend a lot of time watching television.
那有的时间有哦，没事情，没地方打发，到 Las Vegas 赌博。
Some people go to gamble at Las Vegas.
那我们有了信仰之后，可以转变一个方向。
But after we have this precious faith, we can change our way of living.
用祷告来侍奉神。
We can use prayer to serve God.
我们从年轻开始做。
From the time we're young, we start this.
就变成我们生活的一部分。
Service to God, and this becomes a part of our lives.
那到年老就不会觉得很困难。
And when we're old, it will not be hard.
如果年轻没有做。
If we don't do this when we're young,
到年老要做这很难。
It will be even more difficult to try to serve through prayer when we're older.
但是很难不是不能改变，还是可以。
It may be difficult, but it is not something that cannot be accomplished.
因为我们几十年来，我们生活都有一定的习惯。
Because after 10-some years of living in this earth, I'm sure we all have our pet peeves.
我们就一直调整到最适合我们自己觉得最舒服的生活方式。
And our lifestyle continues to be adjusted according to our tastes and our enjoyment.
那一种生活方式不一定是以神为中心的。
But this type of lifestyle may not be focused on God.
而所以这个亚拿从年轻这样一直进食祷告侍奉神这是长期的培养。
But this prophetess Anna spent a great deal of her life building up her prayer life and service through prayers during the night and day.
那我们就想，那到底要祷告什么？
And so we may wonder, what do we pray for?
祷告这么久，要祷告什么？
If we pray such a long time, what are we praying for?
我们来想几点。
Let's think of several points.
我们看希伯来书。
Let's look at Hebrews.
希伯来书的十三章
Chapter 13,
十七节，十五节
Verse 15, Therefore by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name.
这里说我们要常常以颂赞为祭来献给神。
Here it says that we often should offer the sacrifice of praise to God.
所以祷告可以包括我们对神的感谢。
So prayer will first of all include Thanksgiving offered unto God.
我们可以包括我们对神的赞美。
And also our praises to our Heavenly Father.
我们现在来到神面前不需要牛羊。
When we come to the presence of God now, we don't need lambs or cows.
但是需要灵祭。
But we need a spiritual sacrifice.
所以我们感谢神，赞美神，这就是灵祭。
And so when we praise Him, when we thank Him, that is a sacrifice.
感谢神，我们就不会埋怨。
If we thank God, then we will not complain.
赞美神，我们就很喜乐。
If we praise God, then we have joy.
所以同样一个生活，我们天天来感谢神、赞美神，你发现感觉不一样。
If we can have thanksgiving praise every day in our lives, you will live a very different lifestyle.
所以昼夜在祷告做什么？感谢神、赞美神。
So night and day, what do we do in prayer? We praise and thank God.
好，那我们现在再回来看希伯来书。刚刚读的一段圣经
Turning back, we see another
十三章
In chapter 13 of Hebrews, verse 16 But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased.
这是说不可以忘记行善
Here it says, do not forget to do good.
有时候我们常常把行善想说用金钱上的帮助，当然这是行善
Many times we consider doing good as in helping others with our money.
但是如果我们看看教会，需要金钱帮忙实在是不多。
But actually, our churches today do not really need monetary funds.
那我们再用属灵上这种眼光这种观点来看。
But if we view the needs of the church through spiritual eyes,
我们真的需要很多人需要我们的关心。
There are many people in the church that need our care and attention.
所以我们祷告能够做什么？
So what can we do in prayer?
就是为那些在灵性上需要的人代祷。
It is to intercede for those who are spiritually weak.
这个就是行善。
And this is doing good.
有时候我们常常觉得说，祷告半个钟头，祷告什么？
We may wonder, what do we do for 30 minutes in prayer?
好像是时间太长。
The time is too long.
那如果我们先做一个准备的功夫。
But if we first prepare our hearts and minds,
就我们喝完就好。 几个人你认识的，你觉得没有来教会的，或者信仰比较软弱，你把它列出来。
List out in your mind all the people that are weak. Maybe there are people in Irvine who have not come to church in a long time. Or brothers, sisters, you know in your circle that you can pray for.
那我们的祷告就一个一个为他祷告。
As we are praying, we will call upon each of their names and to pray intercede to God for them.
不是说名字一提就过去了。
We don't just mention their names.
你一直为他祷告，祷告到你觉得放心了，那就再下一个。
You have to pray for them until you feel peace in your heart and then move on to the next candidate.
你会发现半个钟头一下就过去，而且不够。
And then you'll find that 30 minutes simply is just not enough time to really pray sufficiently for them.
所以现在我们的行善应该是在灵性上帮助别人。
So when we do good, it should be a spiritual form of help.
然后为着这些人来代祷。
And to pray on behalf of these who need our prayers.
那如果这样哦，亚拿昼夜祷告，这样来侍奉神是可以了解的。
And that is how we can understand what Anna was doing night and day praying in the temple.
因为这是就是服侍神的一个方法。
Because this is a way that she can serve God.
那祷告又能祷告什么？
And what else can we pray for?
我们要为教会的需要来代祷。
Number three, we need to pray for the needs of the church.
我们现在来看马太福音的第九章。
Turn to Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音第九章。
Matthew 9.
三十七节。
Verse 37. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few."
三十八节。
38. Therefore, pray the Lord of harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.
这里说要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
Here it says, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few.
从主耶稣那个时候，这一句话一直讲到现在。
This word from the time of Lord Jesus continues to ring in our ears until today.
工作多，工人少。
There are much to be done, but there are very few who do it.
那怎么办？
What do we do?
38节。
Verse 38.
要求庄稼的主打发工人。去收他的庄稼。
Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.
我们可能很多人有这个体验。
Many of us may have experienced this.
你如果一直找一个人，一直勉励他做生意，下一次他见到你就跑。
If you keep on looking for a person, encouraging that person to work, but then after a while, that person will avoid you.
为什么？
Why?
他心里不想做，你一直要把担子交到他身上。
Because that person has no heart to serve, and you're trying to lay this yoke upon them.
那人不够怎么办？
And so if we don't have enough people to do the work of God, what do you do?
圣经说要求庄稼的主就在上面了，那求他来感动他的工人来做圣工。
Scripture teaches us to pray to the Lord of harvest to send out laborers into his own fields.
所以如果我们觉得教会的工人不够，
If we feel that the workers in the church is lacking,
我们还是有办法来关心。
We have a way to care for this.
你祷告神感动他要用的人。
We pray to God to move and touch others to serve.
那被神感动的人，他不出来做圣工，他会睡不着觉的。
Those people who have been touched by God to serve, they will come out. If they don't, they will feel uneasy in their heart.
心里啊，好像火在烧，一想到服侍神，眼泪一直掉下来，他不会出来吗？
Their hearts will continue to be on fire, and tears will come down their faces. They cannot but serve God.
我们现在美国有11个传道。
Today in the United States, we have 11 preachers.
如果顺利，今年底会有12个。
If God is willing, we will have 12 preachers by the end of this year.
但是十年之内，三个会退休。
But within 10 years, we'll have 3 who will retire.
如果我们现在找不到人，
If we cannot find substitutes to take on this task,
不要到十年了，五年之后我们会发现，你看到传道的比例比现在更少。
After 5 years, we'll find even less preachers to shepherd the churches.
这已经看得到的一个问题。
This is already an existing problem that we have in the United States churches.
那不是突然发生的。
This is not a sudden problem.
那工人就是这几个。
And workers are only these few people.
当然可以安立长职来帮助教会地方教会的牧会。
Of course, we can ask deacons and elders to help with the local churches.
但是我们怎么办？
What do we do?
请我们大家为这件事情祷告。
It's my prayer that everyone will put this into their prayer.
我们今年会开一班。
Today, this year we'll start a new TTP class.
英国已经有2个神学生确定会来参加。
There are 2 TTP students already waiting in England to attend this class.
我们求神能够感动他所合用的人。
We pray God to move his vessels that is suitable for his work.
能够有不同种族、不同文化背景是更好。
It is better if we can find ones of different nationality and different languages to be able to serve.
但是我们要用祷告啊，求神大发工人。
But we need to use prayer so that God can motivate His workers.
所以到底要祷告多久？
So how long shall we pray?
请我们祷告到有人奉献。
We need to continue to pray diligently until there are people who are willing to dedicate themselves.
如果我们祷告达到神面前，你就看到神就可以找到人。
If we pray sufficiently, then God will surely provide hands to help in this ministry.
我们看哥林多后书第一章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第一章。
2 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章
2 Corinthians chapter 1
十一节
verse 11 You also helping together in prayer for us that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the gift granted to us through many.
这里保罗说求你们以祈祷来帮助我们。
Paul pleads to the members here to pray for us to help us.
好叫许多人为我们来感谢神的恩典。
That many people may be given to on our behalf for the gift granted to us through many.
所以我们要祷告什么？
And so what do we pray for?
我们要常常为教会的工人代祷。
We need to often pray for the workers at church.
我们记得80年代、90年代，美国教会在负责非洲的圣工。
During the 1980s and the 90s, the American church had to be responsible for the work in Africa.
但是那一段时间，我们教会的圣工也是在成长。
And during that time, our church work also prospered.
为什么？
Why?
因为每一次工人到非洲之前，就是宣布众教会代祷。
Because every time before the workers went to Africa, they will ask the churches to pray for their ministry.
那这样一祷告了，不但非洲的圣工有突破，因为我们教会祷告多了，连教会本身的圣工都在突破。
And so when the churches were praying so hard for Africa, not only did the work in Africa prosper, but also the local churches' work prospered as well.
所以祷告确实是一个对工人最大帮助的方法。
And so the greatest aid to any worker is to pray on their behalf.
所以亚拿昼夜侍奉神。
And so we should admire the dedication of Anna to serve God through prayers night and day.
这是我们在教会可以做的。
And this is something we can all do in this church.
第三点。
Point three.
教会的荣耀是什么？
What is the glory of the church?
我们看撒迦利亚书。
In Zechariah.
撒迦利亚书。
Zechariah.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
撒迦利亚书的第二章
Zechariah chapter
2 第五节
verse 5 For I, says the Lord, will be a wall of fire all around her, and I will be the glory in her midst.
神说我要做耶路撒冷的荣耀
Lord God says that I will be the glory of Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷是什么？
What is Jerusalem?
就是真教会。
It is the true church of God.
真教会的荣耀不是因为有辉煌的建筑，当然这是神的恩典。
The glory of the true church is not from sumptuous accommodations or architecture.
真教会的荣耀也不在乎有社会的名流。
The true church glory is not because of reputable people who are their members.
真教会的荣耀在乎神的同在。
The glory of the church, of the true church, is the abidance of God.
我们看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10. 请读。Sing and rejoice, all daughter of Zion, for behold, I am coming, and I will dwell in your midst, says the Lord.
11.
Verse 11, many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and they shall become my people, and I will dwell in your midst. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you.
这个地方说西安娜应该欢乐。
It says, sing and rejoice, daughters of Zion.
我来要住在你中间。
For I shall come and dwell among your midst.
神应许要住在我们中间。
This is a promise from the Lord himself that he will dwell among us.
所以教会有吸引力就是因为有神同在。
The church has attraction because it has the abidance of God.
那神怎么跟我们同在？
And how does God abide with us?
其中一个方法就借着祷告。
It is through prayer.
当然教会不能俗化，教会俗化神就不会同在。
Also, the church cannot become secularized. If the church becomes worldly, then God will not abide with us.
那通过祷告，
so through prayer,
神把他的爱借着圣灵浇灌到我们当中。
God will pour down His divine love among all our members.
就发现我们能够彼此接纳。
Then we'll find that we will learn to accept and receive one another.
我们都不同。
We are all different.
但是我们可以彼此接纳。
Yet we are able to reconcile differences.
我们能够互相包容。
We are able to forbear with one another.
每个人都有软弱。
Because everyone has weaknesses.
那这样彼此接纳，互相包容，就有家庭的温暖。
And being able to receive and accept one another, it is to have the warmth of a family.
这是神同在的最重要一个表现。
And then the love of God abides with all of us.
有神的爱。
And this love of God is present
借着圣灵浇灌当中
through the pouring of the Holy Spirit.
第二个就是神同在有能力
Secondly, the abidance of the Holy Spirit will have power.
那神的能力从哪里来
And where is this power coming from?
从圣灵充满来的
It is coming from the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们下个月会有灵恩布道会
Next month, we shall have our spiritual convocation.
请我们每天为这个事情祷告
Everyone, please dedicate your prayers to the coming event.
那在一个月之前，我们会宣布自由的禁食祷告。
And 1 month before the spiritual convocation, we will announce voluntary daily fasting prayers.
那每个礼拜六从10:15一直到10:50，有超半个钟头的祷告。
And every Sabbath day from 10:15 to 10:50, 35 minutes, we have prayer to dedicate to this event.
如果我们真的关心教会的圣工
If we truly care about the holy work of this church,
请我们来加入这些祷告。
Everyone, please come and join in this effort.
唱诗。
Sing him.
322首。
We sing him 322. Thank and praise God.
教会来敬拜他。
That we can come here to worship the Lord.
来享受享受安息日的安息
To enjoy the Sabbath of rest
让我们一颗虔诚敬畏的心来祷告亲近他
And the Lord give us a heart of reverence and stillness to worship him and to draw closer to him
让我们最后一次要来祷告
This is the last time we will pray
如果要求圣灵求恩典接受按手的请我们到前面来
Anyone wishing for prayers laying of handsBlessings, please come forward.
请我们特别为下个月的灵恩布道会为慕道朋友来代祷。
We especially pray for our friends and family who have not yet come to know the Lord.
圣经说，请你用祈祷来把福音的门推开来。
The Bible exhorts us to pray so that the gospel doors may be open.
这个祷告多了，神能力把福音门一推开，我们就传得出去。
The more we pray, the power of God shall open the doors of the gospel.
所以祷告非常重要。
So this power of prayer is very important.
我们现在一起来祈祷。
Let's now kneel pray together.